Woke up America, it's time for the news. So adjust your shorts, because you're about to get kicked in the dick. I'm Ray Stone. Today is March 25th, 2025. I can't believe the year is already almost one quarter of the way over. It is insane how fast it goes when you've got a bunch to do. But when you don't have a bunch to do, well, today is the only now that exists. So do whatever. Okay, bye. I love those little videos that guys like to post about, you know, do the most with your day. Unless you don't, then it's fine. Either way is fine. You're good. Don't worry about it. Well, let's get into the news. Right up top, the first on the agenda today is a massive security accident. And the headline is, Trump stands by Mike Waltz after disclosure of Yemen strike plans shared with the Atlantic's editor-in-chief. From a guy who likes to fire people, I am very surprised that this man is not fired. If you forget and accidentally send out an email to a bunch of people and they weren't supposed to get it, but there's no real issue with it, okay, that's fine. But if you're the top security advisor in the United States and you accidentally include our plans to bomb someone with a newspaper editor, you're fired. You're fired. You're fired as fuck. That's insane. Let's see here. Intelligence leaders will testify before Congress. Fresh off the group chat fiasco. Yeah, I mean, this is all they're going to be talking about. Russia says that the talks with the U.S. on limited Ukraine ceasefire was useful, but nothing to share yet. So pretty much no news there. Russia's going to keep doing what Russia's doing, and even the great Trump can't talk Putin down from his desire to probably, I think that the desire is really just to take back over Ukraine. I think he wants it back. I don't think it has anything to do with anything else. The Ukraine was a part of the USSR and he wants it back. I think that's right. Go ahead and fact check me. New threats of secondary tariffs. Invents new trade weapon? Oh, what's this say? No, it says, what? New trade weapon. This is so weird. The headline on the main page says, Trump's threat of secondary tariffs invents new trade weapon. And then when you click it, it says, Trump's threat of secondary tariffs invents new trade tool. but it's a Bloomberg thing, so they want you to pay for it. I'm not doing it. It is hilarious, like how all you got to do is Google that same headline and somebody has reposted it somewhere. So just quit trying to charge. Just take the advertising money that you're getting, and that's it. Okay, Greenland is still afraid of the United States as Vance's wife is visiting, and ahead of her visit, everyone's all upset. Right, because he still wants to try to buy it, and it's not for sale. All right, moving on. Nevada facing a silver tsunami. Nevada health care workers demand home health care workers demand a $20 minimum wage. Here's something that's crazy. I have some friends right now that are receiving home health care. For this particular home health care, they both need some care. So there are two people on the clock. And they're there 24 hours a day. And the bill is somewhere around $12,000 a month. Or, wait, I've heard two different things. $12,000 a month or $12,000 a week. I'm not sure which one it is. The weekly would be exorbitant. But they have accrued about $58,000 in bills since they needed the assistance. So I think they've had this assistance for like a month and a half. So maybe it is actually the $12,000 a week. And these healthcare workers aren't getting paid $20 an hour. For those of you paying attention, $20 an hour gets you $4,000 a month. So $1,000 a week. So for two of them, should be about $2,000 a week. But does that mean the company's making $10,000 a week and they're paying the employees $2,000 or $1,000 a week? I mean, this is insane. Just pay people. Morale killer inside federal employees return to the office. BYO toilet paper if you're a federal employee returning to office this week. What did I see also? There are fears that Musk is steering contracts to his other companies, Starlink and SpaceX. I was like, yeah, I mean, that's probably happening. I'm a Musk fan, but, you know, nobody's above that. Okay, on to the BBC. Yeah, Trump backs top advisor who accidentally added journalists to secret airstrike chat. Boy, that's rough. Here was one that says, Goldberg, the guy who received, who was in the chat, the headline reads, Goldberg says, officials got lucky it was him that inadvertently was added to a group chat, but when you click it, it says, sorry, page was not found. And this is on the BBC. That means somebody got to the BBC and said, would you mind taking that one down? And they did. Okay. Let's see here. The Guardian, same shit. Oh, yeah, Sanders. I think it's insane how many people don't know what an oligarchy is. Oligarchy. You know what? Let's look up some good news. The good news. Good News Network. Well, sorry for the delay here. I thought I had it up, but I didn't. Here we go. The Good News Network. Sense of honor transcends Western tensions with Russia, tending graves together and welcoming cosmonauts. Okay, whatever. Klimt painting of an African prince lost nearly 100 years ago goes on show in Austria. Even in the good news, something got stolen because that's how art gets lost, quote unquote. South Africa bans commercial fishing at penguin breeding spots where food supply shortage could drive extinction. Okay, well, that's good. Sickle cell patient is cured. Gene therapy, groundbreaking gene therapy cures 21-year-old of his sickle cell anemia. Ooh, I like this. If you don't know, sickle cell anemia affects only black people or mainly black people. It like has a special attack for black people's genetics, which is... I mean, I didn't know that, like, just that sicknesses could also be racist. New York Hospital has declared that a patient cured of sickle cell anemia, a debilitating genetic disorder that mostly affects individuals of African heritage. Considered to be cured. Okay. Developed, blah, blah, blah. Get to the meat. Tell me what the thing is. Part of a genetic mutation, takes a sample of the patient's bone marrow and introduces healthy adult hemoglobin from a donor. Hemoglobin is a protein that helps the transport of oxygen. Tinkering the two, they are then infused back into the patient's body. That's crazy. So you can just introduce healthy cells and it will fix. That's the same thing that... that they do with fecal transplants. When your gut health is bad, sometimes it's as simple as just taking somebody else's healthy poop and putting it right on in there. I think they should sell healthy poop suppositories. Okay, well, that's pretty good news. Oh, I saw this. This is fun. Southeast Asia's fish supplies remarkably robust despite decades of warnings about overfishing. So the ocean's making more fish. Last but not least, wear colorful clothing. It'll make you feel good. So there you go. That's pretty much it in the news. So you can pull your shorts back down and officially consider yourselves kicked. So adjust your shorts. Bye.